Yes, good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And I think it's the right time to thank Mathias Sangara, who have given me the mic for now at this point in time. And yeah, as it has always been the case, Early Morning Scoop is a program that is looking at economic conversation. It's a program that is running from the hour of 6 a.m. to 7:30 in the morning. And yeah, wherever you are finding yourself, hope it's a very beautiful morning to you. It's a Wednesday of the 9th of July, 2025. And, yeah, we are moving forward, deep into the year. The only, counted months before we call it, goodbye to 2025. So, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop. And wherever you are finding yourself, it's always very important to remind yourself that you are wealthy. You are wealthy of everything that you get. And what is also very important is also that work very hard to that extent that when good things are happening to you, you should not be surprised. You must indicate that you've been waiting for them, and make sure that when the results of your hard working are coming out, make sure that you are not surprised or you don't think that you don't deserve them. So it's always very important to make sure that whenever you are waking up, you have not really to say a morning manifestation, but you have a morning plan. You have a plan on what you're going to do in the morning, and you have a positive mindset, because positive mindset is what is driving everything. And positive mindset is also what is driving results, because in terms of laws of attraction, whatever you put in your mind is most likely to happen, because the mind is a magnet, and make sure that you do that. Yeah, at this point in time, like we're always doing, we are giving you what is happening from the international platform to continental platform, and we're also going to look at what is happening inside the country. And there's a lot of events which are happening, and that is exactly what we are going to do. So it's very important to understand that this is not just a talk conversation, or it's a talk program. It's also a conversation which is encouraging everybody who is out there listening to make sure that at least you contribute, you air your view, you air your opinion, and you contribute to the conversation. And yeah, like we're always saying, discussion of this nature, discussions of this nature are always motivated by where we are standing as a country, Although we have made progress for the past 35 years, a lot of things have not changed. Some they became worse, and that is exactly what we are trying to upgrade. In terms of the mindset, the thinking of people, in terms of the institutions, in terms of the way things have been done. And it's always also important to appreciate that whatever we see in the public platform, in some cases, what you citizens are concerned about, or what you citizens are always asking, we are also seeing that institutions of governance, commissions, agencies of government are responding, and we are seeing events which are unfolding. That is what we are going to do a little bit later, go deep into, to say, when you are speaking at this platform, when you are in a conversation about certain matters that you are not happy with, when people are talking about institution being toothless bulldog, now we are seeing some of the changes. But it's also very important to make sure that you thank yourself as a citizen to say, sometimes I complain in the radio, not really for the sake of talking, but at the end of the day, we are also seeing some movement. We are also seeing some changes. That is exactly what we need. So conversations that we bring about at this platform, we are always trying to make sure that we bring about conversations which has to do with the bread and butter. We are always making sure that we have to bring a conversation which has to do with bread and butter. And we are saying, as long as the country is not where it is, we will continue to speak, and we will continue also to air our views and opinion. We will continue to give critical analysis on how the situation should be handled, and also offer the know-how. And it's also very important to understand that we don't only look at directly on economic matters, but we look at everything which is attached to that. Either it's a political decision which affect the way we do things, whether it's a decision made at a non-governmental, you know, level, whether it's a decision made by an influential figure that is also affecting the bread and butter issue, whether it's made at the regional body, whether it's made at a regional block, whether it's made at, you know, a continental institution. So we are always trying to be on the lookout. We are always trying to analyze what is happening to our country, what is happening to our financial system, what is happening to our economic policy that we call economic game plan, and how are we moving in terms of statistics. And that is exactly what we are doing. And like I'm always saying, your constructive criticism is welcome. Your conversation about the topic is welcome. And adding value to the topic is necessary, because that is the only way that we are going to build. That is the only way that, you know, Namibia is going to be where it need to be. And that is the only way we are going to strengthen the institutions, to keep a process, system and institution to deliver the deliverables. And that is the only way we are going to go back to our rankings. That's the only way we are going to remove ourselves from those bad statistics, which, that's the only way that we are going to remove ourselves from, you know, those rankings which we are not happy with. Being the highest being the highest country in terms of unemployment rate, and also being listed as a high risk jurisdiction in terms of investment, and also being the country which is the highest, you know, price of energy and electricity, youth unemployment, food insecurity, you know, weak financial system, and also a lot of things that need to be done. Inequality, those are some of the problems that these programs, these conversations are always trying to, you know, to make sure that we try to rethink, we try to come up with new ways of doing things. That's why your contribution matters, because it could be that you are the individual who have experience in the field, you are an individual who have seen what a lot of people have not seen, you are an individual who made more research than what a lot of people have done, and you bringing your opinion on this table, you bringing your conversation on this table, it will matter, and it will also assist in terms of, you know, it will also assist in terms of, you know, advancing this country. So before we go to the conversation for today, that will start with international news, local news, then main conversation. So it's very important to make sure that you follow us in our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM on Facebook, X, Instagram, and also LinkedIn. And on top of that, you also will be able also to be updated in terms of economic, social development by liking the Villager newspaper. That is our e-paper. Like our e-paper. And also make sure that you download the Villager newspaper. That is a newspaper, or it's an online paper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if you are a student of economics, if you are a student of development, if you are a student of, you know, law, agriculture, science, and every other person who is interested in advancing this country forward, the Villager newspaper is your go-to-go e-paper. It's your go-to-go e-paper. Subscribe to it. Send your name to 081-241-44, 081-241-44. When you send your name to that number, then every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you will be sent the Villager newspaper for free. You'll be sent the Villager newspaper for free. Then you'll be able to update yourself And the necessity of updating yourself with economic information is that you'll be steps ahead in terms of thinking. You'll be steps ahead in terms of making decisions. And apart from you being step ahead, you'll also be able to expand your research. You'll be able also to expand your thinking, and you'll be able also to expand your horizon in terms of economy, in terms of development, and also in terms of navigating this complex world of changes, this complex world of advancement, this complex world of AI. And it's only those who are going to position themselves at the right place, at the right time, who equip themselves or arm themselves with information, right information, will be able to survive the trend of change. Yeah, on top of that, we have Eagle FM app. Make sure that you download the Eagle FM app, and recommend other people to download the Eagle FM app, because that is a better way of connecting with us. It's a better way of listening to Eagle FM radio. Because in a situation where the frequency is not reaching you, you can be able just to go to your Play Store, download the Eagle FM app. The time you open that app, when you put it in your phone and you open it, you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air, the shows which are on air. And on top of that, you can also be able also to look at previous programs or previous shows by looking at podcast. Go to podcast. Then when you do that, you'll be able also to update yourself with, you know, previous shows, and you will never miss out. Yeah. Lastly, we have Imba app. Imba app is a simplification of, or a better way of accessing a hymn book. By downloading Imba app via your Play Store and save it in your phone, you don't need to worry about having a hard copy hymn book. When you go to attend church, when you go to those events that require you to sing from a hymn book, such as graduation, birthdays, unfortunate events such as, funerals, you don't necessarily need the hymn book anymore. The world is moving so fast, and in the world of digitalization, make sure that, you download that Imba app, then you make your life easier. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, we are going to the commercial break. Then from there, we'll start with international news. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. We'll start with international news, start with global news. We'll see what's happening in terms of geopolitics, what's happening in terms of economics, what's happening in terms of, tariffs in the world. And also, we'll look at what is happening at home, particularly the issues of NAMCO and also other events which are unfolding. So in this beautiful morning, we are here with you until the hour of 7:30. So stay tuned.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We are starting with what is happening at the Global Fair, what is happening at International Fair, particularly with, powerful nations. Before we come to U.S. sanctions on the SA, South Africa, we look at Iran's advancement or Iran, alliance. Yeah, it was indicated that Iran is looking or is buying advanced fighter jets from China to make sure that it boosts its defense system, make sure that it boosts its air defense system. And just to give you a short background, looking at this country, Iran, what have happened, especially in June, when there was a 12-day war between Iran and Israel, and almost turned into the Third World War, as analysts have said. And after the ceasefire agreement between these two countries, Israel is shifting to the West for support, such as United States and the NATO counterpart. And when you look at Iran and China, these are some of the countries which have a very strong relationship in terms of trade. And it is indicated that Iran is vying or is buying advanced fighter jets from China, which is, to match the fifth generation of American air support fighter jets, which have been given to Israel. That is F-35. Those of you who, from military history or who understand military development, you understand that F-35 is one of the most advanced, jet fighters in the world, particularly from the U.S. arsenal. And it has been given to Israel, and it's one of the weapon or one of the jet fighters which have been used to destroy or bomb countries like Iran. Now, looking at this point in time, where the country has also removed itself, a country like Iran removed itself from, those nuclear proliferation bodies, we look at some advancement. However, let us look at what a former senior officer in British military has to say, particularly analyzing the advancement of Iran in terms of Chinese assistance.
On with Iran
and the military there.
Yeah, Regina, something that's really jumped out at me over the last week or two is what we call the conventional warfare aspect. So conventional means ordinary stuff like fighters, ships, tanks. And the most notable rumblings for me have been concerning the Chinese-made J-10C fighter jet. And the Iranians are basically eyeing this up. Let's take a look at what the J-10C looks like. This is the Chinese-made J-10C. It's China's Chengdu J-10C fighter jet, also known as the Vigorous Dragon. So they've given it quite an interesting name. It's come to prominence following its use by Pakistan in the recent Kashmir conflict with India. And it's a proven ability now to go toe-to-toe with Western-made, highly capable fourth-generation fighters. So the J-10C is what's called multi-role. So it can carry air-to-ground missiles, it can carry air-to-air missiles, or it can carry a combination of both.
So just to be clear, Iran is eyeing these up, thinking of buying a load.
It is, and the specifics are interesting here. So let's take a closer look, slide please, at the J-10C. This is obviously a view from front on. Of note, you've got a fixed refueling probe to the top left of the picture. You've got canards, which are the smaller wings towards the front of the airplane. That makes the aircraft highly maneuverable. But what's really interesting for me is what's inside that nose cone. So this jet has what's called, and I'm going to try and get my lips around this, active electronically scanned radar. It's called an ESA radar. What that basically means is it's a radar that can detect and track air-to-ground targets, but at the same time, it can conduct electronic warfare missions. Now, this is interesting because what it's doing is it's combining the capabilities of what usually require multiple platforms to do that into just one aircraft. So just to put that into perspective, let's go slide. This is a UK Typhoon. This is scheduled to have an upgrade on the ESA radar, but it doesn't quite have it currently. Whereas if we go and look at next slide, please. These two aircraft on the right, we have the F-22 US made Raptor. That's a fifth generation aircraft. That's got an ESA radar. And then on the left there, you've got the French Rafale. That's referred to as a 4.5 generation aircraft because it doesn't quite have the fifth generation bits on it. So, you know, those two have it. The Typhoon is yet to receive it, but Iran are now looking at a capability which is equivalent effectively to the radar that those two aircraft that you can see on the screen. So that's really stood out for me. Now.
Yes, that is Mike Kay. He's a former senior officer in the British military and was indicating the jet capability of, China, which is being, you know, eyed by Iran to make sure that they detect or make sure that they boost their air defense system, because they indicated that although there is peace between Iran and Israel, it's also very important for Iran to make sure that they are ready anytime. That's why the damage that they have suffered, particularly with F-35 fifth generation fighter jet, which supplied to Israel by the U.S., they indicated that they look at something which can match that powerhouse, you know, jet. So it's a very interesting development, particularly in the world where countries continue to do arm race and also protecting their interest. So it's a very interesting development. However, it's also very important also to look at what will happen after that, and what is the future of peace in the world, and how is the world going to shift in terms of countries making strategic alliance, and also economy of smaller countries. Because when advanced countries like the US, Israel, Iran are entering into this arm race and also conflicts, it's always very important to look at what is our position as Namibia, and also what are we going to get from here, or what is going to take us, forward or backward from here, and what can we do to make sure that we protect ourselves. So in a short period of time, we are also going to look at what is happening in Kenya, anti-government, protest, and in terms of what have happened, particularly to the young people. We understand that the government of William Ruto is in trouble, protest every town, and countries, they also, the young people, we call them Generation Z, they demand, transformation of, or reform of government, reform of, tax laws, and also, looking at, high rate of unemployment, which the President Ruto, has vowed or has, vowed to make sure that, he was going to solve them. However, the young generation of Kenya are in the street, and, let us look at also, what is really happening there, and also, how are the demonstrations going? So it's always very important to look at what is happening in the continent. It's always very important to look at what's happening in the continent, and also see what are the development and changes in that regard.
Expressing serious concern over the deaths of at least 31 people in Kenya, where police and protesters clashed during anti-government demonstrations the previous day. The violence erupting on Saba Saba Day, which means 7-7, when demonstrators annually mark the events of July the 7th, 1919, when Kenyans rose up to demand a return to multi-party democracy after years of autocratic rule by the then president, Daniel Arap Moi. Protests are ongoing against the present-day government of the ruling man, William Ruto.
Life has almost returned to normal in Nairobi this Tuesday, a day after violent clashes between protesters and police officers. Shops opened as usual, and locals are back to work after an obligatory day off.
I didn't work yesterday, so I didn't earn any money at all. I hope, in any case, that the government, whether they like it or not, has heard the people's demands.
Authorities closed the capital's main roads on Monday to dissuade protesters from reaching the centre of town. Every year, thousands celebrate Saba Saba Day, remembering the nationwide protests on the 7th of July 1990, when Kenyans had filled the streets demanding free elections. Since last year, the commemoration has been linked to a wave of protest against President William Ruto, accused of corruption and police brutality. Not without reason, on the 25th of June this year, several protesters were killed in clashes with the police.
Last time the police came with violence, they should come in peace. Looking at these trucks, it's clear they want violence.
The situation was extremely tense yesterday, and the protests rapidly descended into violence. As protesters threw stones at the police, authorities responded with firing tear gas grenades. Violence on both sides, which was condemned by the United Nations.
We are deeply troubled by the killings yesterday of at least 10 people, as well as looting and destruction of property in Kenya as police and other security forces responded to violent protests in the capital of Nairobi. Lethal ammunition, rubber bullets, tear gas, and water cannons were used.
Hundreds of protesters were also arrested. The divorce between President Ruto and Kenyan youth has rarely been more apparent.
And of course, since the UN...
Yes, that is what is happening in Kenya. That's what's happening in Kenya. And this indicated that when you look at what's happening in Kenya, there are also... also around 10 people who have been killed, and it was indicated that yesterday the government have closed down the capital city just to make sure that protesters, or in terms of those demonstrators, they don't enter the capital because of one of the most anticipated mass demonstration, which gave a threat to the government of William Ruto. the government of William Ruto. And you also need to understand that when it comes to the development of Kenyan politics, particularly the government of, you know, William Ruto, how he came to power, his relationship with one of the former president, Uhuru Kenyatta. There has been, you know, a tense relationship, particularly at the end of his term. And you'll be able to understand also that at one point in time, especially last year when William Ruto was also faced with almost the same protest from Generation you know, Z, or youth who are against high rate of tax laws, he was forced to dissolve his cabinet to save himself, because in terms of politics, he was forced to dissolve his cabinet to make sure that all the cabinet's members are gone. And this part of politics of Kenya is a very interesting, you know, it's a very interesting thing to look at, particularly when you follow continental politics. And it's also something that countries must learn to see. If the young people of the country are not happy, if the young people of the country do not have opportunities, this is some of the situation that could have happened, which was supposed to be avoided, and losing of lives of young people in that situation should have been avoided. So yeah, let us look at the other news before we come at home. Let us look at five African head of states who are, you know, scheduled to travel to United States of America to meet Donald Trump, and in an effort to expand, America and African interest in the areas of development. One thing that you're able to understand is also that when you look at the way politics is structured, especially at the global scale, when you look at how countries are making their economic, strategic economic moves, you will be able also to understand that the African continent, particularly African countries who are trying to develop, they are the one who are, you know, in most cases suffering, in most cases do not know which side to go. And it's also very interesting also to look at what are these countries which are going to United States. Who are the leaders of these countries, or which countries are going to be represented when these presidents are going to meet Donald Trump, and what is US interest in those five African countries. And what you need to understand is also that in terms of the economy, the United States have not been, lenient to Africa, particularly in these days, due to look at the pulling out of, aid, and also in possession of sanctions. You also be able to look at the restriction of traveling of African people to the United States. And is Trump playing a boss game, or is part of his political game to make people come to him? Because when you look at the administration of the US, particularly Donald Trump administration, you'll be able also to see that since Donald Trump came to power, he never traveled to Africa. We were expecting him to come, I think that by the end of, this year to the G20, which US will receive a chair from South Africa, which I don't think is going to happen. And he never traveled to Africa, not as a president. I don't know when he traveled to Africa as a business person. And something that is also concerning to say, you are five and you are going to... It's five African countries, and they are going to the U.S., to expand those diplomatic relations and economic relations. And what does this mean to Africa? So let us look at that news before we come at home.
diplomatic outreach to Africa from Washington. It's the first major diplomatic outreach to Africa from Washington since Donald Trump returned to office. Five African leaders are heading to the United States to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump over the course of 3 days, from 9th to 11th of July. All from West African nations, they include Liberian President Joseph Nyuma Boakai, Senegalese President Bassirou Diomaye Faye, President of Gabon Brice Clotaire-Oligui Nguema, President Mohamed Ould Ghazouani of Mauritania, and President Oumarou Sissoko Embalo of Guinea-Bissau. According to Washington, the meeting will center on commercial opportunities, although experts say that more topics could be on the agenda. The five countries have valuable natural resources, including oil, gas, gold, and rare earth minerals. But all of them also face considerable challenges, such as corruption, authoritarianism, and political instability. What agreements and results will come from their meeting with the American president remain to be seen.
Yes, you heard it yourself. You heard it yourself. That is what is happening. That is what is happening in African, politics. African countries going to the U.S. to form, to expand those diplomatic relations. And we are yet to see. We are yet to see the outcomes of those meetings. So. The other news that we need to look at before we come at home and also look at the conversation for today is also, the imposition. This one, we spoke about it already, but, the imposition of, 30% tariff to South African products entering the U.S. market. The imposition of 30% tariffs to South African products entering the U.S. market, which has, a very big impact in terms of the trade of South Africa and also Namibia trade with South Africa, because this imposition of trade means that South Africa has to find money somewhere to balance its trade. And when you look at the economies of South Africa, it's also not doing very well. Especially looking at how the Minister of Finance, Mr. Enoch Godongwana, have been trying to balance between black economic empowerment programs and also satisfying the other counterparts of the GNU, which are the DA. So that is something that we also need to look at. But in terms of trade, as we have indicated already yesterday, to say Namibia trade with South Africa and is a main trading partner in SADC region and also in Africa, where around 32% of his trade is within South Africa, and the partner of Namibia with China is only China and South Africa which are trading. And looking at this situation is something that we really need to worry about, and something that we need to work on as a country, not only to be at the economic defense mode, but as a country. Yes, let us look at home. When we look at home, we'll be able to see and also, read on our own what is happening, especially at NAMCO, one of, Namibian companies which have been in the newspaper, not for good reason, National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia, that is NAMCO, where yesterday, the former MD of NAMCO, that is Imps Murunga, was arrested, and together with, former senior executives, two senior executives in NAMCO, that is including Jennifer Mkwaya, who have been executive for finance, and they were arrested by Anti-Corruption Commission, and we are yet to see the development. particularly today, we are yet to see the development, especially today. We are also yet to see the charges, stipulation of charges, and we are also yet to see the statement, especially from ACC, which try to be neutral or try to be not giving all the information at this point in time. However, due to the information that we have for now, is that I think corruption will continue to root out corruption, and also other arrests are also going to continue. Now, this is the news which is coming to us. The news which is coming to us. However, we also need to look at what is the effectiveness of ACC, what prompted them to do this, and also was it part of the plan, and also look at what other things can be done to make sure that we give anti-corruption commission strength to fight corruption, and also to protect the natural resources of this country. Now, what is also very interesting in this regard is that apart from what information that we receive about the arrest of the former MD or former managing director of NAMCO, Imps Murunga, NAMCO as a company has released a statement. And it's very interesting to look at this statement also, because I'm going to try to read it. I'm going to try to read it, especially paragraph 2. However, it's a NAMCO statement on the arrest of former employees. Venduk, Namibia, NAMCO has taken note of recent media reports concerning the arrest of former employees. At this stage, we wish to confirm that none of the individuals in question are employed by NAMCO in any capacity. The company is not in a position to speculate or comment on the details of the charges or ongoing legal proceedings, as these matters are being handled by the appropriate law enforcement authorities. We assure our stakeholders, partners, and public that this matter does not impact NAMCO current operations or business integrity. Our leadership team remain focused on rebuilding institutional resilience and to work closely with all stakeholders to support NAMCO effort to position itself for more stable, accountable, and profitable future to drive long-term value for Namibia. Yes, this is a statement from NAMCO. NAMCO indicated that they are washing their heads, and these people that were arrested yesterday, they are not part of their employees anymore. And the company remain with its integrity. That is their public statement, and they do not want anything to do with those who were arrested. I think it's a right time to look at institutions and agencies of government, their effectiveness, and also we'll also be able to remember that not long ago we had a conversation with Josefina Ituamata, the spokesperson of Anti-Corruption Commission, who indicated to say the ACC is continuing to do its work regardless of the small capacity that they have, the small budget that they have. And the question that you need to ask yourself is also that could it be better if the public also understand the other side of ACC? Could it be better that the public also understand the financial strength which is needed to pursue cases? Because when you look at the money which was stolen, when you look at just a company like NAMCO, its financial standing cannot be compared with ACC. It's like you are sending a mouse with an AK-47 to arrest an elephant. So it has to do a lot of maneuvers for it to arrest that elephant. That's why when you look at the budget of ACC, of this year, 2025-2026 budget is at 116 million, which is not even 1% of, you know, the GDP of the country. Then you expect it to do what it does. But at this point in time, it requires to be thanked and to see what will happen, because, you know, in life and in terms of law, person is innocent until proven guilty by the court of law. We have to see if who is arrested is guilty or not. And there's something which is technically need to be understood, because if somebody arrested doesn't mean that the person is guilty. Let us wait for the court to pronounce that person, because that is how the law is operating. Because otherwise we'll be at the kangaroo republic or at the banana country, which we are not in. So in terms of the law, they are arrested. Top executives, including top former executives, including former MD, Mr. Ms. Murunga, and due to what we have seen, he evaded capture for a very long time. He survived, you know, a lot of, you know, court cases which have been brought about, cleared by ACC. He was cleared by ACC last year. And he has been around in the corporate world of Namibia, but we have to see what will happen, if this is the end or the journey of Tate Murunga is still continuing. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. You can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So, let us go to a commercial break, then we can look at what we have on the table for today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have a capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number
083-288-400.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evitoda njuka okukwetira oipindi kono konda doinawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeje pa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendi penawa nokumuna oijamo ili nawa ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali hea hii nola natu hea hii bali no hea ile ko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and from international news, and also looking at what's happening at NAMCO. So it's very important to look at what do you have for today, especially when we talk about development, when you talk about advancement of this country, and maybe the question that we need to ask ourselves is inclusive and collaborative development. What is that concept of inclusive development, and whose role it is to partake in national and local development of the country? Yeah, because we need to look at when you talk about the development, whose role is it? Whose role is it? What is the role of an ordinary citizen in development? What is the role of children? What is the role of adults? What is the role of, law enforcement? What is also the role of prisoners in development? Because when you talk about Namibian citizens, one of the things that people don't look at is that when you say Namibian population is at 3 million, you don't only talk about young and energetic people. You also talk about the sick. You talk about adults. You talk about the disabled. You talk about those who are in jail. We also talk about everyone in Namibia. Now, when we have, for example, a national developmental plan, How inclusive is it? Because when you look at education, they have what we call inclusive education, where they include all the children, regardless of their background, regardless of their disability, and how they can be assisted. But maybe when we ask ourselves this question, for the past 35 years, with all our plans, we are now at NDP 6. Look at the national developmental plans. Look at RMB Prosperity Plan, look at Vision 2030, look at various programs, MDP 3, 4, 5, and now we are at 6. And look at, for example, youth strategy, look at our economic policy, and also look at various policies of, of development that we have in Namibia. The question that we need to ask ourselves is that, are these policies roles fragmented enough to make sure that every citizen has a role to play in national development? Look, for example, when you look at countries like Brazil, look at countries like Norway, look at Australia, which is it's a country in the continent at once. How they structure their development, the way they are moving. Even China. China is a very good example of development. Everybody has to work. Everybody has to work with what you can. If you are disabled in Namibia, how inclusive is our development in terms of accommodating disability people? Are we inclusive enough? Or we are just talking about development in general? Because if you are not doing that, then there is untapped knowledge that we are neglecting, and we are shooting ourselves on the feet. We are shooting ourselves in the foot without knowing. Because if you look at a country like Norway, being a prisoner does not mean that you are not a citizen of the country. It just means that you are sent to... It's correctional center where they have to assist you correct your behaviors, and also understand that what you've done was wrong, and also prepare you to come back to the community so that you can become a viable person. Now, when you talk about inclusive and collaborative development, what is the role of our prisoners? What is the role of those who are behind bars? Are they just there behind bars, being fed, and also not able to see the sun? Is that the country that you want? Or they are given an opportunity to do something? To what extent are they contributing to national development? Because the food that they are eating, electricity that they are using, somebody has to pay for that. And when we have a better strategy, like other countries such as, you know, Norway, such as Australia, go and do your research. What do prisoners do? How are they contributing to food security? Because if you have somebody who is behind bars, who is active, or maybe you, because you have technical experts there, what they did is their crime, but there are those who can work, there are those who love farming. Look, for example, the project of the King's Project, which employ around 100 people. Imagine if you can do inclusive participation of every Namibian in that project. Where are we going to be? Could it be that we do not have a good assessment of our human capital or our human resource capital? So, this is some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because today in this morning, when we talk about inclusive development, we are no more talking about just government. We are no more talking about just, you know, getting resources from the government, getting money from the government. Policies. Let us look at us individuals. When you look at your house, how inclusive is the leadership of your house in terms of, you know, working, in terms of reaching the goals of your house? If you are a headman of the village, how do you practice inclusive and collaborative development? Are you able to collaborate and include everyone in village projects? What is the problem? Are the national priorities being well defined enough to everybody that this is where we are facing? And if not, why not? Because as I've always talking about the African peer review mechanism of 2022, which indicated that the problem that we have in Namibia is not about us not able to do things, it's about the lack of coordination of institutions. And coordination and collaboration, they are interlinked. Because the moment we understand that for us to develop this country, we need to do more than government must do. How collaborative are we as, just for example, as students, as young people, how collaborative are we? Are we collaborative enough to work on a project? Or are we only collaborative when it's coming to these things of gossiping or these things of, you know, bad-mouthing people? Or are we very collaborative when it's coming to, you know, organizing a drinking party? How collaborative are we when we go to the sectors of business? So, dear listeners, today, the 30-morning scoop, apart from looking at international affairs, it's also time to look at ourselves and also how are we practicing inclusive and collaborative development. And maybe ask yourself this question: as a professional, what did you contribute to the development of your community? Just that basic question, either in terms of volunteering, in terms of assisting in your free time, what did you contribute to the development of your community? If you did not contribute, what is the problem of that? Why is it, what can we do to make sure that we include everybody in national development? What is the contribution of elders? Because one thing that we need to understand is also the matter of accountability. Whether you are young, adults, and elders, accountability must matter. How did the elders contribute to national development? We know the elders, most of them, they did their part when they were young. However, they are still receiving incomes, or they still have resources. but are they able to use those resources that they have? Not pension money. It could be pension money also to expand development, because when you talk about Namibian citizen, we don't only talk about certain portion. And also the question was, so this, with much respect, especially to the disabled, to the community, the disability community, are you included in national development? And I was expecting to get into the conversation with the Secretary General of Federation of Disability in Namibia. It's only that he's out of line. I think we'll get into the conversation with him in a few minutes to say, when we talk about people with disabilities and the development, how are they participating? What percentage are they participating in national development? Are the policies conducive enough to accommodate everybody? Are the infrastructures conducive enough to accommodate everybody in national development? Because it could be that, you know, the reason we are not moving forward, it could be that you need a technical knowledge of somebody who is on a wheelchair, but because your infrastructure is not accommodative to this person, we would be lacking. How inclusive is our financial institution, the banks, the legal fraternity? How many lawyers go to courts? I don't want to say how many lawyers go to court on the wheelchair, because I sound like I want them to be on there. But we have people who studied law. How trusted, or are you able to capacitate and equip a legal professional who is on the wheelchair to represent you in the court of law? So, because when we compare, we are always making a comparison of China, Singapore, and the emerging economy in the world to see how are they doing it? How are they doing it? What are they doing with their disabled persons? What are they doing with their elders? What are they doing with their children? And what are they doing with those who are behind bars? What are they contributing to the national development agenda? Or we are just drafting things to be implemented by those who are wearing suits without understanding the complexity of the society? Because the moment you don't understand the complexity and the structure of the society, it's going to be practically possible. It's going to be practically impossible to say. It's going to be practically impossible to move the agenda of development. That's why we always continue to be on defensive mode, and we always continue to be always, fixing symptoms instead of us, fixing the real problem. So dear listeners, we have around 25 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Today we are speaking about inclusive and collaborative development, the role of every citizen, from a children, adults, elders, the sick, the disabled, the one who which are in jail, the law enforcement, and every individual to say, what is the role that you are playing? Because today we are not talking about the government. Today we are talking directly to citizens to say, there are those citizens, even when there is a cleaning campaign, they don't participate. If there is a volunteering program, they don't enter. Then you're asking yourself, how can we do that? And I like the point of one MP, Miss Aikora from ARI, she mentioned something to say, no, young people must have compulsory service to the national service, youth. And I think that is also a point that we need to look at, because when you are doing a youth service course, or you are serving at the national service for 1 year, for example, you'll be able to also learn these values. Various of patriotism, various of, collaborative development, various of civic education, and also understanding the basic structure of the society. And, those are some of the things that we need to look at. And, if the point is brought on the table and the point is making sense, it's also very important for us to make sure that, these people are supported, and, when they have value in what they say, can be used to improve the status quo. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at inclusive and collaborative development and the role of citizen participation in the national developmental projects. So let's go to a commercial break, then we continue.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Great news! IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu honda doya inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange kashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka. Okone ushendi kenawa nukumuna oijawo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko berewa. Nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, it's 11 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock in the morning. You are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And today we are looking at inclusive and collaborative development, what Namibia can do and what Namibia can learn from emerging market economy and fast developing economy in the world, such as China, Singapore, and we also look at the part of Brazil. And when I talk about inclusivity, we don't only talk about inclusion of women, as it has been stated a long time ago, when gender gap has been widened a long time ago. But now when you talk about inclusive and collaborative development, we look at the development where it's human-centered, development where it's not only talking about government bringing money, policies, and also food to the people, but a development where people on the ground are working together. People on the ground, regardless of their height, age, color, abilities, collaborate on projects and move forward. Because when you compare the 5-year master plan of Singapore government, which indicated that companies and institution of government must make sure that they recruit and also have special programs that include disability people, infrastructure advancement that is also including people with disabilities, and also harnessing the skills that these people have to make sure that they are used in national development. Because you find an individual who is very good with IT, for example, but cannot work, given special program, special treatment, and working exactly in a position where an ordinary undisabled person work, this person can be competitive and can be vulnerable to the development of the country. Now, the other thing that we need to look at is also that, as I mentioned, when you look at Australia, when you look at a country like Brazil, I know Brazil is an upper middle income country, and it's also one of emerging market. Looking at the strategic positions in terms of economic development, its alliance with South American institutions and also BRICS. One of the things that they do is that although there is high crime in Brazil, they make sure that they fasten the process of rehabilitation of these people so that they can partake in national projects and national development, and that is what we call inclusive development. You can be wrong, but useful. So one of the things that was used is a rehabilitation program. Many prisoners have, resocialization centers with employment program that partner with various industries. You have sectors like, furniture, where individuals are making, furnitures. And you have employees from prison. Let's go to work. Commercial break, then we come back.
Bargain Hunters. USave has slashed price on groceries, treats, fresh fruit, and veggies. 1.5 kilo real good frozen mixed chicken portion, just $74.99. 400 millimeter crystal gold tomato sauce, just $14.99. Pno soup of all variants, $5.99 each. 570 gram packets Polana instant noodles, just $26.99. And 410 grams U-brand mixed veggies, only $12.99 per tin. Save big at USave.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Now, when we spoke of countries like China, Brazil, Singapore, look at Australia, look at Norway, look at Netherlands, then we talk about inclusive and collaborative development. Maybe it's the time to ask ourselves questions, especially as Namibian, to say, where are we standing as a country in terms of citizen participation? Where are we standing in terms of social bond? Because one thing that you need to understand is also that it's one thing to understand that we are citizens of this country. It's one thing to understand that, are we sharing common goals? How many social and community projects that we have? For example, in Windhoek, Tuakahanja, and Shakati, are you connected with people from your city? Do you have a certain city project that you are doing apart from work-related projects? If we don't do that, then we have a long way to go. Then we have to work on a lot of things. Then we also need to make sure that we change the way we do things, because in a world of industrialization, in a world of advancement, in the world of fourth industrial revolution, in the world of AI and the machine learning, is more than an individual and is more than government contacting the citizen. It's about collaborative and inclusive approach. When Sin gave a definition of development, he did not want to be so narrow, to look only at numbers, to look only in economics. It's the same thing that was compared with richness and wealth, not only in terms of money, but also capacity and ability to save and also ability to maintain that money. Now, when Sin gave the definition of development, he made sure that human development is at the center of that definition. Not money, not infrastructure, but human development. And one of the things of human development that you need to look at is that it is stated that a human being is a social animal. And a social being, he has to find a way to organize himself so that, you know, he or she can live among others in the state where the rule of law has to be applied. Now, in a country where we are divided by poverty, where we are divided by inequality, where we are divided by the standard of living, how can we foster that collaborative and inclusive development? How can we do that? In the countries where we are divided by surnames, we are divided by, you know, academic education, although we are one, how are we going to reach national priorities if we are not inclusive? So, those are some of the questions that you need to ask yourself. These are some of the questions that we need to look at and also try to iron out some of the things, because before we look at what the nation, what the government can do, it's more important to look at what I can do also as an ordinary young person, as a professional, as part of law enforcement, as part of, you know, business community, as part of government also. What can you do? How collaborative are you? And are you able to work with individuals from various backgrounds to look at national projects? Because look at it this way. I've been always telling people that the operation of the state is not different from the operation of a business or operation of a corporate company. Because you have leaders who are sitting at a strategic point, looking at the vision and planning for the country. Then you have middle management, which is looking at policy implementation. And you have also junior management, which is also looking at policy implementation and a bit of evaluation. Then you have people at the edge. That is to you now, majority of us ordinary citizens who are doing the work. But you can only do the work properly and well if you understand where the country is going. When you talk about fighting corruption, are we only talking at the ACC stand or at law enforcement, or is also going down to the young people of Namibia, especially our children? When you talk about seven priorities such as agriculture, sport, mineral beneficiation and all those things, are they only reaching certain level? Or they are, you know, this priority are expanded, fragmented and simplified to an ordinary person that they understand that this is how I'm going to play, or this is how I'm going to, you know, this is how I'm going to have play my part in that area. So, dear listeners, we have around 9 minutes. You can still engage us in the studio. However, we are into a commercial break, then we can come and finalize the conversation.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM. The
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yes, we are looking at Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And today we were looking at inclusive and collaborative development. What is the role of Namibian citizens in national development? What is the role of adults? What is the role of, youth in national development? What is the role of disabled individuals in national development? What is the role of prisoners in national development? And what can we learn from emerging economy or fast growing economies such as China and Singapore? What can we learn from there? What better policies can we learn from there? So that was the conversation for today. However, it's always very important to look at, we have around 4 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. It's always very important to look at what was the content of the whole conversation for today. For those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, you are listening to your favorite radio station, Eagle FM Namibia, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we were giving you international news updates and also local news updates, where today we started with Iran, which is buying advanced fighter jets from China to make sure that they capacitate their air defense system, and it was indicated that this was to counter the more ruthless and advanced jet fighters from the West, that is called the fifth generation of Falcon 35. Very undetectable and fast jet fighter, which can drop air and ground missiles. And it has been used by Israel to fight in Tehran, to bomb buildings and targeting also military installations. However, after the end of the 12 days war, Iran is purchasing an advanced jet fighter from China that is to counter the enemy's firepower. And it's a very interesting development also to look at. And the other thing that we have looked at also is we look at leaders of five African countries which are going to the US, including Senegal. They are going to the US to expand their diplomatic relations. And we are also asking ourselves questions to say, if these countries are going to the US, five of them, why US cannot come to Africa? Why US is benefiting from African resources, particularly from DRC? But when you look at the president like Trump, as we are speaking, he never touched a feet in Africa as a president. Unless you have to prove me wrong, he never touched a feet in Africa as a president. Unless you have to prove me wrong. But five of you are going from your house, you are going to one man. Yes, it's the most powerful country in the world, but we have to see the outcome. And the other thing also we need to look at, we also look at is South Africa and the US. 30% tariff imposition. 30% tariff imposition means you have to pay 30% before you sell. That is a huge stake. And Ramaphosa, the most diplomatic person, indicated that that is so disappointing. And he spoke well to also indicate that the existence of BRICS does not compete with the US, but aim to have to be included in global discussion, in global discussions, as a continent like Africa with 1.3 billion people is not represented in the Security Council. So that was the argument of Ramaphosa to say Trump should not feel bad when the US, when SA is part of BRICS, and should not feel bad because this is not to counter American power, which it is when you look at it. And he said is to find an alternative, this journey in BRICS. And the other thing is death tolls in Kenya, which through correction it is at 31, where protesters have been killed. They are demonstrating against government regulations. They want the reforms, and it was indicated that yesterday the capital city of Kenya was blocked by military vehicles and to make sure that no protesters enter the capital city, because it almost caused destabilization. And it's also good to look at how is the administration of William Ruto when he came to power, when he is in power, and his relationship with his cabinet and also the young people of Kenya. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Shoveri, who will come with Unpacking the Day.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere, countrywide,
Eagle
to broadcast
FM. Let's
live
express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without
organizational
fear of
this is anniversary, wedding, funeral,
an economic scandal,
or traditional,
and fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give you a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katutura minutes.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katutura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Omudia, with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. She goes a fast and anana, longish fa, ya, she with him or she wanna. E. Moyao, or Tango got some money. Anna Gesifa, Yanamibia, Ombitom Banawa, or Jika. Say Sanina, Omeguro, Nidanitoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupiramo, Ikelefem Media House. Wait 20 Meha, Oka Kombanga Nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo iyo mo programa detu. Moambo, dengira selma, kodara heta tuimu. Datu, heari hamano tano, o niyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM. The eye.